Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 until 4, and after 4 o'clock, join the swarms, the hordes, who listen to the whole show on John and Ken, the John and Ken On Demand podcast, which is on the iHeart app.
All right, about 15 minutes, you'll have a chance at some money. We have the KFI Inflation Compensation Contest continuing here on KFI. About 1:20, the word will be revealed. Just follow the instructions. Our big story today and most of yesterday was the failure in Sacramento in the Assembly Public Safety Committee to pass a simple bill that had already passed the state Senate. Unanimous support, pretty much. Senate Bill 14 was just to fight human trafficking, and it was to make the crime be added to the list of serious under California law, which would make it a strike under the three strikes law. One thing we learned that we did not know yesterday is the six Democrats on the Public Safety Committee didn't vote no, they abstained.
That's
which
a
means
no.
It can't move forward.
That's a no. And then they think that's going to deflect criticism and deflect attention from them. Wow, we couldn't figure out the trick, huh?
Oh, isn't that worse in some ways? It means I'm ignoring the bill.
It means
that's worse to just abstain. I'm ignoring this.
It means they don't want it on their record. It means they want to have a talking point when a reporter calls or a critic goes after them publicly. Well, I didn't vote against it, but I'm having some problems with, and they'll come up with some minor objection. It's a trick. It's a public relations game that they play.
And the bill is not dead. It can come back next year. But honestly, this should tell you all you need to know about the public safety committees in Sacramento. They are going to fight anything that deals with more prison time. And anything that creates new prison time. We're going to talk to the author of the bill, State Senator Shannon Grove from Bakersfield, about what happened.
Shannon, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Okay.
I'm good. How are you guys?
So explain this abstaining trick.
Well, you have to have so many votes to get it out of committee. So they just did. I got two Republican votes. The two Republicans that are on the committee voted overwhelmingly for the bill and gave their support. And then when they called the roll, and the Democrats just sat there and said, "Not voting, not voting, not voting."
Is there a strategic reason for that rather than voting no? I mean, what's the point of that?
Well, I mean, nobody wants to be on record. Even a Democrat doesn't want to be in the Public Safety Committee in the Assembly, doesn't want to be on record voting against a bill that would put human traffickers of sexually exploited children in the state of California on record for saying no to that, right? There, a lot of these individuals that are on this Public Safety Committee are representatives in Los Angeles, where they have Figueroa Street, where you have young 70% of the individuals out there are young Black women that are being trafficked on Figueroa Street. And so it's very difficult for them to vote no against a bill like that when this is a hotbed in their own district.
So you have a large percentage of young Black women, and it's happening.
A large percentage.
Yeah, and in their district. And so they play this game of saying, well, I abstained. I didn't vote no, and hope that the public is not paying attention and isn't going to see through this.
Well, I think they can, you know, I don't want to say pander to both sides of the issue. Like, hey, I didn't vote no, but, you know, I don't want to support a strike and put people in prison because of criminal justice reform and all the talking points that they always come about letting people out of prison.
So, yeah, but ultimately, it works as a no vote. They're against the bill. They're not going to vote for the bill. So it's the same as a no vote, however it goes down on paper. And they don't care that their own constituents' daughters are being sold into sex slavery.
It appears that way when they do that. Their constituents, especially those representing the Los Angeles area, the Bay Area. I mean, obviously, everybody knows the data shows that California is the number one human trafficking state in the nation because of our ports, our porous borders, a large minority population that is undocumented, or, you know, the people prey on those. You know, the traffickers know what they're doing, and they prey on those individuals. We have a large foster care system. The data shows that anybody who's kind of been touched in the foster care system is overwhelmingly a victim of human trafficking. It's just really disappointing that after it got off the Senate floor with no votes, every senator supporting, including Scott Wiener out of San Francisco, voted for this bill, knowing that it was good policy to not have trafficked minors.
Did they know that these state Democratic senators, because forgive me, but I'm extremely cynical. Did they know that the assembly was going to block it, vote it down, and so it was safe for them to vote yes in the Senate?
I mean, I don't know that. I don't know that. That could be an issue. That could be it. But I don't know that for a fact. No.
And do other Democrats in the assembly want this passed?
Yes, we have Democrat Assembly co-authors that are authoring the bill with us.
So why are all these no votes on the Public Safety Committee? Why doesn't Assembly leadership put some people who want to vote yes on these crime bills? Why is it the entire no crowd is on this committee? That's done on purpose, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is when you look at public safety issues. But the turn that you guys have not heard about, I don't think of today because you haven't brought it up, is that the new Speaker of the Assembly, Robert Rivas, has engaged, the governor has engaged, and we have a meeting today at 3 o'clock. And my hope is to get my bill as in print as it is now on the morphed to the Assembly floor and back into the Senate where it's safe and get it to the governor's desk for signature.
Oh, this is the new development. So no, Newsom is involved in this now?
He is very much involved. He reached out to me this morning, and he made it very clear that he was disappointed about what happened in the Public Safety Committee. And then my phone, the media, things have been blowing up and been very fluid all day.
And WARFT is the procedure where you no matter what the Public Safety Committee Assembly does, you can get a full vote on the Assembly floor, right?
Yes, sir. And I should have explained that. Sorry.
That's okay. Tell our listeners why this is important in terms of the sentencing, why this bill needs to pass, especially when it concerns a strike.
So the reason why is, like, right now we have several examples that were given to us by district attorneys, and specifically the heat unit out of the Alameda County area, where they've prosecuted over 850 human trafficking cases.
a human trafficking person that traffics a minor child for sex for their own financial gain can get sentenced to 12 years, 12 or 15 years. But it takes a special type of human trafficker of a minor to get the full 15. So let's just focus on the 12. And then with all the the criminal justice reform, they get good time credits, work credits, all this, and these people get out in less than 4 years.
No.
And so less than 4 years. We have several examples of that. Several. It's not a one-off. We have hundreds of examples of that. So my bill would make it a strikeable offense, meaning they'd have to serve their full prison term. If they got sentenced to 12 years, they're going away for 12 years. And they wouldn't have the good time credit or the other credits that they would get to get out early.
And it would count as a strike.
And it was counted as a strike for the second offense. Now, you have to understand I operate in Sacramento. So would I like to make it a strike the first time you do it? Absolutely. But you have to have a serious or violent felony on your record first. And then if you get busted for it again, then my bill kicks in if it gets signed by the governor and we create a strikeable offense and you would not get a reduced sentence.
I heard a story on this on Deborah's News. And there was a clip, and I don't know if this was you or someone else, who said the average age of a trafficking victim is
10 years old, 10 to 12 years old.
Really?
Of a minor. Of a minor.
Of a minor. Among
so
the
there
minors.
Are adults, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. But among the minors that are being trafficked, trafficking 10 to 12 year olds, girls primarily, and for sex.
Average. Average age. But if you include all trafficking victims, you know, 18 to 25, 30-year-olds, then the age obviously increases. But if you're talking about trafficking minors, the average age is 10 to 12.
I would have thought it would be mid-teens. But you're saying the average. So that means there is a fair amount of little kids under the age of 10 being trafficked as well.
There is, yes.
Oh, that's really hideous.
Does this come back, Shannon? Does this come back to the fact that, especially in these public safety committees, they just don't want to add any prison time?
They don't want to add any prison time. And my witness, when we go back to the subject matter we were just talking about a minute ago, Odessa Perkins, who has Empowerment, which is a nonprofit that she started to circumvent or change the direction where at-risk kids youth. She's an interventionist. She was trafficked at 7 years old.
Oh,
seven. And now she's a survivor.
Seven. Seven. She has a book out. She's an author, a speaker. She has a book out called Warrior. I had to put that book down several times and go back to it because I couldn't stomach what was happening to her.
Is this also a problem in the immigrant community, too?
Absolutely. And then the bill when we introduced it in the Senate side addressed the immigrant community because a lot of the information that we had for prosecuting these cases were labor trafficking, right? You have somebody that comes from the immigrant community, doesn't want to get in trouble with what they think is the deportation system. And so they'll work 12, 14, 16, 18 hours a day in a Beverly Hills mansion or something and sleep on the floor. See, you know, we learned a lot of stuff, but we couldn't get the bill encompassed at all trafficking when we got here, regardless of your age, for sexual exploitation and also labor trafficking because of the illegal marijuana grows in San Bernardino County, where they bring these indigenous Hmong people over and they're like, you know, they came out their skin and bones. You should do an interview with Sheriff Dykus over there. It's just horrific what happens with these illegal marijuana grows. But we had to take an amendment to narrow the bill to get it out of the Senate. And that's how this building works. We move the ball slowly, incrementally down the football field. And but we were very excited about getting the trafficked minor exploitation, sexual exploitation. And, you know, my witness said it best, and it's almost kind of gross, but, you know, my witness said it best. These children have grown men all over them every night. That is the most horrific vision you could ever have in your mind of these grown men purchasing these young children for sex and then have the public safety committee in the assembly vote the bill down.
All right. Good talking to you. State Senator Shannon Grove, Republican from Bakersfield. She is one of those behind. She's the main proponent behind Senate Bill 14, which would include sex trafficking of minors on a list of crimes that are defined as serious under California law, which would make the crime a strike. And she gave us the update that it's possible now this bill could still make its way to the full assembly floor. Thanks for talking to us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys covering it. Thank you.
All right, we have more coming up, and a chance to win money is next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We were just talking with State Senator Shannon Grove, who wrote the bill to give much more stiffer prison terms to human traffickers. And when we're talking about human traffickers, we're talking to a large degree, teenagers and little kids being sold into sex slavery and labor.
Yes, it's the child prostitution. Sometimes this, it's labor. It's often child prostitution. Right?
Let's focus on the child prostitution because it's even more heinous than the forced labor. Is the average age of a minor who is being bought and sold for sex is 10. That's the average, which means that, half of them are younger than 10? And she talked about one of the victims who wrote a book, and she was getting savaged at 7. And she talked about how there were men all over her every night. So all these kids, thousands and thousands of kids, most of them minorities, many of them illegal alien children, they have men having sex with them, multiple men, all night, every night. And Reggie Jones Sawyer, the head of the Assembly Public Safety Committee, will not get this passed to give them a serious prison sentence. Because right now, they're serving less than 4 years.
As we talked to Shannon Grove, we found out the problem is that under the sentencing laws we have currently, and of course, all this good time, halftime, empty the prisons, a lot of these guys are getting very, very, very little jail time when they're convicted of this child trafficking. But by making it a strike, they'll have to serve the full time. That's why this bill was important. I want to read the names of the Democrats on the Public Safety Committee who abstained. They wouldn't go on the record, yes or no, and that's what killed the bill for now. John mentioned the chair, Reggie Byron Jones Sawyer from Los Angeles. Then we have Mia Bonta, who is the wife of the Attorney General of California, Rob Bonta.
How sick is that?
Did she said Newsom was involved. I thought she said Bonta. Who did she say was the other official involved in maybe getting this bill?
Robert Rivas. He's the new Assembly Speaker.
This Assembly Speaker. All right. Because the update on the story is Shannon Grove told us that there may be a way to just bypass this Public Safety Committee in the Assembly and get a full vote on the Assembly floor. This thing already passed the State Senate. Then there's Isaac Bryan, Liz Ortega, Miguel Santiago, and Rick Chavez Zabur. We have audio from this Liz Ortega from this Public Safety Committee. Her area is in the East Bay across from San Francisco, places like Hayward and San Leandro. Here's what she said in abstaining.
The system isn't alone. And, three strikes has also shown that it has failed many in our community.
What the hell?
And so, I'm struggling with
English?
How do we support you with mental health access, with housing, with education, with good jobs, because it's part of a holistic approach. Sending someone to prison for the rest of their lives is not going to fix the harm moving forward.
Oh, yes, it ends it.
And that's the part that, I'm struggling with.
Holy mackerel, you're struggling with any kind of thought.
I got
what I'm hearing there.
I got to look up this woman. Yeah, she's working on very
low. Liz Ortega is her name.
Very low brain power there. This shouldn't even be an argument. They're having sex.
This woman does not belong in public office.
They're having sex with 8-year-old girls. The poor girls are laid out every night.
She wants outreach for the traffickers. She wants them to get help so they don't do this for a living.
Did you notice the housing part?
Yes, housing's it's the homeless traffickers.
Right, so I have to give the guy a house to get him to stop screwing 8-year-old girls. He wins a house. Congratulations.
We're providing the 8-year-old girls for people to screw.
Well, they jump in, too.
Right, but this is about the traffickers. Those are the guys that procure the girls and turn them over to the men who abuse them.
Right, but they're in on it, too. Right. That's what they're in the business for. They're in the business so they can get a piece of the action.
Right. This is like Jeffrey Epstein's woman. What was her name?
Ghislaine Maxwell. Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell. That's kind of their job. Here is a response from some of the audience yesterday when the Assembly Public Safety Committee did not move this bill forward.
That bill fails. Reconsideration is granted unanimously.
Thank you, sir.
Coward. It must be Sawyer laughing.
Sawyer's laughing?
I think that was him. He's the one that made the announcement that Bill fails, right?
Okay, that was Jones Sawyer laughing. So he's laughing at
the
little
people saying horrible.
Yeah, right. He's laughing at little girls getting raped every night. That's what he's laughing at. Okay, that's the kind of freak he is. He's laughing at little girls getting raped every night. We've got a phone number for him. You want to call his Capitol office. His phone number is 916-319-2057. 916-319-2057. I mean, there's got to be some public pressure to end this crap. There really does.
Yeah, and again, the update is it might still get to the full assembly and bypass this public safety committee. We got that from the sponsor of the bill, State Senator Shannon Grove, a few minutes ago. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have
been
the podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, the Moist Line is coming back in just a couple of days. Friday is already here. You can leave a message for us using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We'll have more on this Senate bill, Senate Bill 14, which died in the Assembly Public Safety Committee. It would have made it a strike for a serious offense if you're engaged in child sex trafficking or labor trafficking. We're going to talk to one of the Republicans on the Public Safety Committee, who, of course, voted to advance the bill after the news at 3 o'clock as we continue to hammer this story home on John and Ken.
Well, if we got some movement here because Newsom's running for president, then got to take advantage of it. And I would go to the Assembly Public Safety Committee page, the list of members, and all their phone numbers are there. You can very quickly on your phone look at those phone numbers and dial and register how you feel with these assemblymen. And you all ought to call the governor's office, too, and just tie up their phone lines for a day. We haven't done that in a while, and I think that's necessary sometimes to create some tension. to understand that we're not all asleep here. We're not all in a coma. Maybe three quarters of the state is busy scrolling text messages, but at least if you're listening to us, you know what's going on, and you should let them know you know what's going on. Because just because it's majority Democrat doesn't mean that adult men should have their free way buying and selling little girls for sex. I didn't realize that was one of the components of being a Democrat.
This Reggie Jones-Sawyer, this is worse than what we ran into in the 90s when three strikes finally passed.
Yeah.
I mean, that crowd was bad, but this crowd now, they're so intent with having no prisons that they'll do anything to turn around any kind of extended sentences or anybody getting a new crimes that they could be able to get further jail time for. They're stopping everything.
It's fanaticism. It is like a religious fanaticism. That you know what? They don't think anymore.
This guy introduced a bill, apparently it's not going to go anywhere this year, that would allow race to be a factor in sentencing.
That's unconstitutional.
So a judge could look at the, you know, how they have people come up and say, well, they got abused as a child and they had all these problems. Another component would be, well, they're black or they're Latino and this is America, so therefore give them a break.
You can't do it. That dies in 5 minutes in the first lawsuit, the first case.
They'll try anything, won't they?
I know, but I mean, they just said you can't even get accepted to college based on your race, but you're going to be able to be put in jail or not put in jail over your race. So a white person gets a longer sentence than a black person now?
For the same exact crime, that would be right. Unfair on its face.
That's unfair, illegal, unconstitutional. Reggie Jones-Sawyer is a nut. And it was very telling when he chuckled at the end of all that.
But the public was upset when the bill died in the Assembly Public Safety Committee. He's the one that declared it dead. And then the crowd was reacting, saying horrible. They were outraged.
Play his little chuckle again. Yeah. Okay. So you know what? That's all you need to know about him. They're angry that guys are selling 8-year-old girls for sex. They're angry that those little girls are getting ravaged by adult men every night for sex. And that's why they're yelling at Reggie Jones-Sawyer. And his response again? There you go.
He thinks these people that come to these hearings are like fanatics and gadflies. That's how they look at them. They're extremists. Let's just ignore them and laugh at them.
You're right.
That's his response. Because a lot of people in the crowd were people that are familiar with child sex trafficking. Some were trafficked themselves,
victims.
And they had family members that did. They're victims, right? He giggled at them and just waves them off as fanatics.
And overwhelmingly, it's young black girls and young Hispanic girls, and many of them illegal aliens.
Yeah, that gets lost in this, doesn't it?
So
where's the equity?
That's what I mean. Because all the stuff they promote is just bull. It's just bull crap. They don't really mean it. They won't protect their own girls in their own district from being raped by adult men. So all their talk about equity and race and all this is nonsense. They're crazy people. You can't even analyze why they do or why they believe and why they vote the way they do. You can't even do it. They're dangerous lunatics. Reggie Jones-Sawyer has no business being in a legislature if he's going to allow grown men to buy and sell little girls for sex. Yeah. What else do you want to know about him?
Speaking of perverts, we learned today that Larry Nassar, and the media was calling him the disgraced former gymnastics doctor. Michigan State doctor. Yeah, disgraced. He got stabbed in a federal penitentiary in Florida. We now hear that the inmate who stabbed him, Shane McMillan is his name, apparently was quite upset because Larry Nassar wanted to watch girls play tennis Wimbledon on TV. And I guess he made a lewd comment while they were watching a Wimbledon tennis match.
Well,
because he still has the obsession with molesting young girls.
Well, yeah, that's lifelong. That's why that weird assemblywoman Liz Ortega was talking about how, you know, we have to give them treatment, we have to give them housing, and she's talking about the traffickers.
Right? Yeah,
it's like no, you don't fix this. If you're attracted to young girls, teenage girls, little girls for sex, that's with you till the day you die. And the only thing that'll end it for Nassar is if the next inmate actually stabs him to death. And can you imagine that now the only justice you're going to hear about today was from a convicted inmate, Shane McMillan. He did a better job of giving Larry Nassar justice than our entire court system, all those Olympic agencies, all the universities that he worked for.
No, and the FBI screwed it up too.
The FBI, right? They had a compromised FBI agent who let Nassar slide. So yeah. In the end, the best justice came from Shane McMillan, who was convicted of assaulting a correctional officer at a federal penitentiary. And he tried to stab another inmate to death in the past. So this is the guy we needed.
It's like a good undercover.
He had a makeshift weapon, stabbed in multiple times in the neck, chest, and back before four other inmates rushed in and pulled him off Nassar. Too bad.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, and they had to give him Nassar life-saving measures.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, coming up after 2 o'clock, we're going to the border. We haven't talked about the border in a while, and the Biden administration has been trying to figure out all kinds of ways to disguise illegal immigration, okay? That's their new plan. So, you know, they've got that app out there that people can apply to get in, and now they're not counted as being apprehended at the border. And they've got another plan for people from certain countries, those countries being Colombia, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. We'll talk about what this is. It's a new pathway to get into the U.S. without crossing the border, and we'll be talking to Numbers USA after the news at 2 o'clock. And again, repeating our big story, State Senator Shannon Grove was just on the air this hour. She's the main sponsor of Senate Bill 14, which is going to punish sex traffickers, particularly of minors, for purposes of sex and labor. Give them a strike, which will certainly result in significant jail time. This has been around a while, but they keep killing it. They killed it again in the Assembly Public Safety Committee because a bunch of Democrats just didn't vote. But the bill may get new life. They may be able to do a workaround around the Public Safety Committee and get it to the full Assembly floor. And this bill did get support of Democrats in the state Senate. That's how it passed there. So we'll follow this story. And she said even Newsom reached out to her. Which John is right. He doesn't want this on the record when he's running for running around for president or running around for Biden.
Yeah, we should enjoy that he wants to be president so badly. And I mean, this is devastating. Absolutely. Can you come up with a sicker idea than letting child sex traffickers run amok?
I saw a good tweet from Kevin Kiley today, the Republican congressman from up north. He said Newsom is weighing in on some bill in the Iowa legislature, but he said nothing about the death of the child sex trafficking bill in California. But apparently by the time that tweet went out, Newsom did react.
Yeah, well, you know what?
He reached out to Shannon Grove to try to get this thing through.
How come Kevin Kiley in Washington is making a big stink about this? Where are all of the Republicans showing up everywhere in the media?
They've got little children. Kiley really is the one that tracks and counters Newsom. He does a good job of it. You're right. The rest of them don't do much.
Yeah. But Newsom's going to run for president with these headlines about California giving a big break to sex traffickers. I mean, think about 8 years old and it's black and Hispanic girls.
Yeah.
And
that's who the main victims are.
So they can do this, by the way. We've known for a long, long time that it doesn't matter if a particular committee blocks a crime bill because there are procedural ways to force it for a complete floor vote. And there is a way. It's in the parameters of
the Assembly. Yeah, they call it morphing the bill.
Yeah, it's got some stupid name. But what it is you bypass the committee and have everybody vote on it. And then it should pass in the Assembly and the Senate. Unless the Democrats in the Assembly and the Senate really don't want it to pass, and they just faked support for the bill because they knew the Assembly Public Safety Committee would block it.
Well, we're going to find out, aren't we?
Yeah.
And it could still lose in the full Assembly vote, but now we'll definitely have them on the record. Well, they'll all abstain, right?
Yeah, well, that's a no vote. We've issued a ruling, and an abstention is a no vote, and it will be reported as such here.
Right. Maybe it's like voting present.
Maybe you could fool the $8 an hour progressive wieners at the LA Times with that, but not us.
All right. Did they catch that snake yet, Deborah Mark, in Chatsworth?
I have not heard
the
anything.
Large python?
No, I don't think so.
Do you have a dog cam at home?
No.
Well, you should get one.
A dog cam?
I don't live that close to Chatsworth. I think
like
it would
take... Like a cop's body cam? Put a cam on the dog?
No, my friends have
a
camera that's aimed at their dog's favorite resting place.
I am going to get
one. It's in the house, right?
Yes. It's in the house, yeah.
Yeah, but the snake's probably not coming in the house. It could, I guess. But
it's not going to slither easily. Its way to Woodland Hills anytime soon.
Yeah,
if you got a doggy door, it might.
I don't have a doggy door.
I don't even know if that python could fit through a doggy door. It's 15
so big.
Feet, 25 feet long. And this for Deborah Mark, the vegan. John Kobelt found this one. There's a brand new study out that says that cheese, whole yogurt, and whole milk may actually prevent heart attacks, stroke, and other cardiovascular diseases. How did that happen?
Yep.
Even unprocessed red meat can be part of a healthy diet.
New York Post had this story. First line is, go ahead, have a cheeseburger.
It's called PURE, Prospective Urban and Rural Epidemiological Healthy Diet Score. And they looked at a bunch of food groups, fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, fish, and whole fat dairy. They can lower the risk of heart disease. Now, again, the caution here is you got to do this in moderation.
Yes,
you can't eat 5 hamburgers and 2 steaks a day and expect not to have any problems.
I have one a day.
I didn't.
It's moderation.
I wouldn't say that's moderation, 1 a day, 7 days a week. Nah, no. That's not moderation. Well,
who put you in charge of moderation?
I did. I nominated myself.
You think it's moderation to have zero dairy product and zero meat?
The professionals have always said a couple times a week or once a week for red meat, not 7 times a week.
The most extreme food fanatic I know is giving lectures about moderation.
Yeah, so your point is...
It says something about like one serving.
It's one cheeseburger.
A serving is usually just a couple ounces or something. It's not really.
Oh, you're in charge too now.
Yes.
I know that from reading reports before about these things.
You guys can't take this news.
I think it's fake.
I don't care.
I think it's fake.
I eat hamburgers, so I don't care.
Yeah, but not 7 days a week.
I do not. Maybe once or twice a month.
Yeah, see, that's moderation. That's healthier than what you do, John Kobelt.
He eats weird, un-American food.
I think he's
American food's rather boring.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. So
it's very satisying.
Nice to have a little variety in your life.
It's meat and potatoes.
Yeah, that's what I call boring.
Ken, I bet you like a good Mediterranean meal.
Do I?
What?
Well, I do eat hummus sometimes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
It's very satisfying. It's garbanzo beans, but it's pureed.
He asks this question every freaking time.
I always forget.
20 years, what is hummus?
I don't know. I keep forgetting.
I get my daily amount of protein
from
hummus.
Sit down, Joe Biden.
I don't like the color of it, and I don't like the consistency.
There are plenty of different colors of hummus because you can have edamame hummus, for example. That's green.
Green.
It reminds me of something I don't want to describe. It really does.
All right. It's an 8-year-old. When we come back, we'll be talking to Numbers USA about another back door for migrants to get into the U.S., the Biden administration has decided it doesn't look good when all those people are piled up at the border. Find another way to get them in here, and they've come up with all sorts of ideas. We'll talk about this one. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying...
A podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.